Welcome to the Beautifully Broken podcast, brought to you by AmpCoil. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel, and on this show, we discuss the common thread survivors share after walking through the fire, the practitioners making a difference, and the treatment modalities that deliver healing back into the hands of the people who need it most. Witness the inspiration we gain by navigating the human experience with grace, humility, and a healthy dose of mistakes. Because part of being human is being beautifully broken. Listen up, the Cheerio stops here, okay? Last year, San Francisco jurors found Roundup, the most popular weed killer in the world, gave a former groundskeeper terminal cancer. So for Mr. Johnson, 2 years after direct contact with his bare skin, he was covered with lesions. He was so sick, he was not expected to see the end of his trial. He was awarded $289 million in damages, which a judge eventually slashed to $78 million, but it was the shot heard round the world. The victory is a massive precedent to thousands of other cases claiming Monsanto's herbicide caused non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, Roundup. Yet, it's a household name, just like Crest toothpaste or Dove soap. It is also the largest chemical produced in the world. I want to put this in perspective. Last year, the European Journal of Environmental Sciences revealed that Americans have applied 1.8 million tons of glyphosate since 1974. Worldwide, the total is 9.4 million tons that has been sprayed onto fields. If you need a strong visual, that's the water in 2,300 Olympic-sized pools. Go ahead and let your mind wander. And imagine where these chemicals start to infiltrate. If you think you're immune to this problem, you've ignored science. You can't cherry-pick the science you want to accept and the science you'd like to throw away. Oh, well, I'd like the cell phone, and I love Wi-Fi, but I think I'd like to disregard cellular toxicity and the chemically-driven birth defects. Now, UC Berkeley recently took the most extensive look at chemical levels in pregnant women and their babies. It discovered 59 different environmental toxins, more than has ever been identified in a single study. Guys, this is generational toxicity. And maybe it's not your focus to clean up the environment, what you eat, where you live, the plastic in the ocean, so you'll passively hand it down to the next generation. This is a huge problem. You, right there. You are a picture of a picture of a picture. And what happens when we take a Polaroid of another Polaroid? Well, the image gets weaker and less defined and more distorted. And just like that picture, we are less equipped to deal with the toxicity that's going on in the real world. When you eat a GMO vegetable or a cereal grain, you are eating extremely high levels of glyphosate. Fun fact, the highest glyphosate-containing food is Cheerios. Cheerios! Now, glyphosate kills everything, not just weeds, but by inhibiting the enzymatic process which brings life. GMOs are made to resist Roundup. So, very simply, the whole field can be doused with a chemical bath. The weeds die, the crops thrive, and time is saved. Now, I'd like to add, I grew up next to a 20-acre cornfield, which, in their defense, they make amazing forts and playgrounds, and nothing served better or a cooler set for a remake of a Stephen King movie. And I had cancer at 26, 9 tumors. My immune system is still operating at about 78% 10 years later, but I digress. I don't talk about these articles from CNN and the World Health Organization and talking about cancer and countless studies to impress you with this horrible situation. I do it to impress upon you there is a better way. It's time to take back control, and that starts, my friends, it starts in the kitchen. It starts in your home. It's so simple. When you spend your dollars, it speaks volumes to the direction of the economy and dependency on this awful chemical company, in my opinion. Are you ready? You know I love an actionable step. So I'm going to give out guidelines for eliminating glyphosate exposure through day-to-day food choices. Easy, simple, and effective, and spending no extra money but diverting funds to the proper shopping lists. Now, this should save you time and money and heartache. Here we go. Number one, eat sulfur-rich foods. Eggs, onions, leeks, and organic grass-fed cheese. The key idea is here, glyphosate decreases sulfur and affects sulfate pathways. This in turn affects the brain's ability to detox chemicals and heavy metals. We clean up the brain, then we maximize the powers of rationalization, and we make better decisions about food. It just keeps rolling like a big snowball down the hill, and we get momentum as we get stronger and more able and more capable. Okay, number two, eat organic. Obviously, we try to eat organic. But eating organic can minimize chemical exposure by up to 90%. And if that sounds like too much of an effort, you could always grow your own food. I'd love to say wash your vegetables. But the reality is, it's a porous object. And once it's been sprayed, the damage has essentially been done. Just like your skin absorbs most chemicals, so does the skin of your food. Can't get access to organic? It's not always going to happen. You'll be in this situation. And in these instances, to make up for the cost of the extra food at a higher price point, I fast. I often open my parents' fridge and there's nothing to eat. And yes, there are many food items inside. They just aren't my food items. It's not a judgment on their home's grocery list, but it's a choice that I'm not eating chemicals for lunch. The body can go 40 days without food, so you'll be fine without a meal. Breathe and trust that 2 million years of evolution equipped you very well for this. In addition, the daily funds of not eating can be redirected towards that organic grocery list. Number three, get a test. This is a simple, affordable test from the Great Plains Laboratory /glyphosate. You can grab it online. Personally, I like to know my baseline levels before I start a detox. It's an easy urine collection test, and it's going to give you a great idea of your exposure levels. The reality is, in post-industrial America, we're all dealing with a little toxicity. Getting cleaned out is going to be, frame it like this, it's a lifestyle choice. It's not a 30-day juice cleanse. We're in this for the long haul. When I refer to detox, think about it this way, low and slow, ABD, always be detoxing. That's my phrase. Now, it is a beauty contest, not a race, right? Number four, supplement with manganese. Another superpower of glyphosate is that it's a powerful chelator, meaning that it can remove minerals from the body. One mineral it binds particularly strong with is manganese. Without it, the body is opened up to mitochondrial damage, impaired gut function, and cognitive decline. An excellent option for supplementation and brands that I truly trust are Pure Encapsulations and Thorn, both available on Amazon. Number five, drink Restore. This is my go-to for removing glyphosate buildup and protecting myself from additional exposure. Now, this was developed by super scientist Zach Bush. You can find him on YouTube. This product is really effective for my personal experience. Honestly, it's a win-win. It's been a game changer for my personal digestion, my road to better health. I feel better after meals. I experience more energy throughout the day, and I can really feel the difference in my belly. Again, available on Amazon and directly through the company's website. My last pro tip, and this one is free. Sweat like you're being chased by the police. The skin is the body's largest organ, right? It has the potential to release as many toxins as we accumulate through multiple systems, including the circulatory, the lymphatic, the sweat glands. And while workouts are amazing, the run will get the sweat up. The infrared sauna heat, if you can have access, penetrates to a deeper level of the body. You will need help to remove chemicals stored deep within the muscle belly, ligaments, and even bones. The big takeaway, these are action steps you can start today. And while organic food and some minor supplements are a cost, I guarantee you, if you price out a few years' treatment, for autoimmunity or a couple of rounds of chemo, it's pennies on the dollar. And trust me, the above advice is going to put you into a perfect state so you can better release glyphosate from the years of dirty Cheerios your mom fed you. No shame to any moms, especially mine. Seriously, my mom is amazing. Like all our mothers, they did the best that they could with the time that they had, with the information that was available to them, and now you know. So if you see a baby with a bag of Cheerios, say something. As I close, I'd like to remind the audience the world is struggling. We need you at your very best. Considering this PSA is something special, I want you to think about that. It's your last pass on the ignorance is bliss mentality. You've been put on notice. Now you know better. So it's time to upgrade the behaviors playing into generational toxicity for this generation and the next. Because what is the point if we're not moving the little versions of ourselves forward with more love and more potential and more heart? This is the Beautifully Broken Podcast. I'm your host, Freddie Kimmel. I thank you so much for spending these last 10 minutes with me. I promise to add value, and every chance we have the opportunity to connect, I'm going to make it real. Namaste.